Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Anita Swartzendruber about the Free Wayland Community Garden during National Garden Week.
How would you describe your role with the community garden?
Well, I'm just one of the people who go in and help with and take orders what we're doing and fall in line and help with the planting and the weeding and the harvesting. And then I get to take home some fresh stuff. Right now we've already got radishes and asparagus, so we're on the way.
How long has the Wayland Community Garden been around, if you can say?
Oh my goodness, is this our third year or our fourth year or something like that? Yeah.
Why was the community garden started, or how did it begin?
Oh, gee, I don't know whose idea it was in the first place, but I think it's a great idea because I'm retired and live in town with no place to have a garden. And anyway, it doesn't take that much for me alone, but it's fun to harvest it and give it to my neighbors who also do not have a garden, and then to give it to people like the New Life House and Parkview Home or whoever needs it.
What's new for this year's garden?
Oh, gee, we are learning new things every year, it seems like. And we now know how to make the rabbits stop eating the green beans. And it's something called blood meal. And you just buy it and sprinkle it along the row. And the rabbits don't like the smell of it. And they don't go there.
Looking back to last year, how do you think the crop went as far as the planting and harvesting?
Oh, hey, last year it was very dry when we planted, and we had trouble getting things to come up. But this year, we had plenty of moisture during the planting time, and so things came right up, and we already have radishes, and we'll soon have lettuce and whatever.
What else do you plan on planting this summer?
Okay, well, we have planted already, of course, lettuce and radishes, tomatoes, onions, green beans, cabbage, broccoli, kale, squash, sweet potatoes, and regular potatoes. I think that's about it.
And how do you acquire the seeds or the produce to be able to plant at this garden?
Well, we just buy seeds wherever they're sold, but Gerald and Mary Jo Freinberger have a produce farm, and they raise their plants, and so we get a lot of the plants from their little greenhouse, but I guess just the regular places where people get stuff.
Yeah, all just volunteer donated, really.
Well, yeah. Now, when we have extra produce that nobody's needing or wanting, Gerald takes it to farmer's market and sells it. And so that money we can use to buy the seeds and things that we need.
Who is welcome to help with the
garden? Hey, we advertise for our community, you know, whoever likes to garden. And I enjoy just being with other people, too, aside from the exercise and taking home some produce. And, we work on Tuesday evening at 6 and at Friday mornings at 9. And the garden is located in the northeast corner of the industrial park in Wayland.
The Tuesdays and the Fridays, is that like a few hours you guys are working?
Oh, we're just there probably an hour or less a lot of times, depending on how many people are there and how much things there are to do. And
would you say it's a learning experience, you know, a teaching experience for those
who
don't know about how to grow produce?
Sure. And then we have one gal who is actually a licensed horticulturist, and she's a really good source of information. And then we have quite a few people who've done gardening most of their lives. But one of the guys has been bringing his grandchildren, and it was such a delight to show them how to plant the little plants And they were a great help, too. So that was fun. In Wayland, on Fridays, the children are out of school. We do not have school at Waco on Fridays. So they are free to come Friday morning at 9 and help us.
Why would you recommend community members take part in this garden?
Well, for me, it's I really like fresh things. They're very healthful, for one thing, and tasty, and it helps with your grocery bill. Gee, if you don't have to buy that produce in the summer. And also, for me, it's good exercise, and it's a social time. So
that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Anita Swartzendruber about the free Wayland Community Garden during National Garden Week. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.